Dreamscape presents With the Night Mail, a story of 2000 AD by Rudyard Kipling, narrated by Gildert Jackson. At 9 o'clock of a gusty winter night, I stood on the lower stages of one of the GPO outward mail towers. My purpose was to run to Quebec in Postal Packet 162 or such other as may be appointed, and the Postmaster General himself countersigned the order. This talisman opened all doors, even those in the dispatching caisson at the foot of the tower where they were delivering the sorted continental mail. The bags lay packed close as herrings in the long grey underbodies, which our GPO still calls coaches. Five such coaches were filled as I watched, and were shot up the guides to be locked onto their waiting packets 300 feet nearer the stars. From the dispatching caisson I was conducted by a courteous and wonderfully learned official, Mr. L.L. Geary, second dispatcher of the Western Route, to the captain's room. This wakes an echo of old romance, where the male captains come on for their tour of duty. He introduces me to the captain of 162, Captain Pernell, and his relief, Captain Hodgson. The one is small and dark, the other large and red, but each has the brooding, sheathed glance characteristic of eagles and aeronauts. You can see it in the pictures of our racing professionals, from L.V. Rauch to little Ada Worley. That fathomless abstraction of eyes habitually turned through naked space. On the notice board in the captain's room, the pulsing arrows of some 20 indicators register, degree by geographical degree, the progress of as many homeward-bound packets. The word Cape rises across the face of a dial. A gong strikes. The South African midweekly mail is in at the Highgate receiving towers. That is all. It reminds one comically of the traitorous little bell which in pigeon fanciers' lofts notifies the return of a Homer.
"Time for us to be on the move," says Captain Pernell, and we are shot up by the passenger lift to the top of the dispatch towers. Our coach will lock on when it is filled and the clerks are aboard.
Number 162 waits for us in slip E of the topmost stage. The great curve of her back shines frostily under the lights, and some minute alteration of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?